Please.
Our next case this evening is number 12027, SNS Property Holdings LLC, seeking a variance from the front yard setback, section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Sharon's Road, Road 641, approximately 152 feet northeast of DuPont Boulevard, Route 113. The 911 address is 18010 Sharon's Road, Ellendale. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 230, Map 26, Parcel 117. Note, we received zero letters of support, zero letters in opposition, and one mail return. And specifically, in this case, the applicant is seeking a 31.6-foot variance from the required 40-foot setback for an existing dwelling. This case was previously approved. Somewhere in my stack, I had it. It was previously approved for a 21.6-foot variance, and this, in actuality, should have been a 31.6-foot variance.
And we had some discussion about that, Mr. Chairman, just for the board's edification. I think what happened was there was a typo in either the minutes or the findings back in 2003 where it referenced the wrong front yard setback requirement. And it said 30 feet when it should have been 40 feet, and it led to the numbers being off. And because of that, it came up to staff's attention in the last month or so. And you know, because it had been so long ago, it wasn't as though we could easily remedy that one. So this has been one that's been before you. We'll have to ask the applicant if there's been any changes to it, obviously, but just wanted to kind of explain that to the board.
Okay.
Is there anyone?
Someone
present for the application?
Is there anyone here for the applicant?
I don't think so.
There's no one here.
Okay.
Is anybody here in opposition?
Is anyone here in opposition to this application?
Or in favor?
Or in favor of this application? The chairman here, neither one.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we deny case number 12027 for lack of representation.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Ms. McGee that we deny case number 12027 due to lack of representation.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, I before we take a vote on that, if I may, I know that this one had been put on rather quickly. As you noted, it's the last one on the agenda. It was put on there. We're sure that the applicant was aware of this and had proper notice of the date, because I do know that we wanted to get it expedited to get on here, and certainly if that's the case,
The letters did go out with proper notification.
Does it state that they have to be here?
Yes.
Yeah.
My only hesitation would be that if there was somehow, because it was rushed, if there was a miscommunication there, especially when it was something that appeared to may have been some sort of error previously.
It states that it is necessary for the applicant to be present or represented by an agent and provide testimony. And this was sent to SNS Property Holdings LLC, dated August 28th, 2017. And it was sent to the address of 26324 Cameron Court, Milton, Delaware.
I mean, I know there's a motion out there. If you want to entertain that, certainly welcome to. The other option there would be to leave it open until the next meeting and see if we can contact them. But that certainly, I know there's a motion on there right now.
Yeah, got a motion on the floor?
I'll withdraw the motion.
Okay. Mr. Rickard, he's hit me.
Do you have a second to the withdrawal of that?
No, well, he's not here. We made a second. Mr. Rickards did, so.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Well, I made a motion, but nobody seconded.
Okay. I had it down different. Okay, you're going to draw it then.
Interrupted.
Yeah, all right. So then you're going to.
Mr. Sharp, excuse me.
The question I got, everything was sent out on time. Why you want to do that?
But we never did it before.
Just in case something went amok, because it was somewhat short.
But it's still went out on time.
August 28th, and it's.
Yeah.
September
18th. We've never done that before.
3 weeks.
Maybe. Never done it before.
Some
people go on a month
days.
Vacation.
Well,
you'd be setting precedent then.
$400.
Some people go on.
Cost them another $400 then, right?
I don't think they were charged in this one.
Right.
Because it was a.
A previous issue.
Is that correct, Ms. Walls?
I believe that is correct. I'm checking the application.
So this is the second time then?
Well, what happened was there had been an approval granted for this in 2003. But, and yet, Taj, you weren't in the room, Mr. Workman, I was explaining. The minutes and the findings then, there was an error.
Okay.
And it referenced the wrong setback. So what that did was it referenced the wrong variance number. So it was discovered, and then it came to the attention of staff, and we said, because that was an error, we wanted to get it rectified as soon as we could. So we wanted to get it on the agenda at an earlier date than we normally would have had it because of that.
Okay.
Unique kind of circumstance where it had already come before the board years ago, and it was really a correction.
Okay.
Than anything.
Well, okay, I have no problem with that. And so. Let's give it to retract. I'll agree with John then. Let me give it a chance.
Right, but they said this property, they purchased this property in 2017.
I believe it came up as a relation to a settlement.
Yeah, so if it came up, it in.
That's where it came to our attention. So. But certainly the board's call. I just wanted. This is a unique one. I don't recall us really having one quite like this in some time.
Well, it says they're trying to sell the property after expensive renovations.
All right. Do I have a motion? Then we're going to leave it open to our next regular meeting.
Well, you would think if it was that important, they'd be here.
Could have been death of the family. We could allow them to rehear it, you know.
Okay.
But next meeting. Ain't gonna hurt
anything. Yeah, we'll leave it open.
Leave it open.
Okay.
Do you have a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Do I have a second to that?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we leave case number 12,003 open until our next regular meeting, which will be on October the 2nd. All those in favor of that motion?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Ms. McGee?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway, so by vote of 4-0, case number 12,003 is left open until then. Okay.
We'll wait for Bud.
We'll wait for Bud.
Huh? Bud's not coming back.
Oh, he's not?
No.
Okay. All right, then we'll go to old business, and we only have one, and that is case number 20,015, and that's Mr. Jason Harsh and Barter, and it's to seek the appeal determination of the planning zoning director.
Okay. Our last case this evening is under old business. It's case number 12,015, Jason M. Harshbarger, seeking an appeal of a determination by the planning director, section 115-208 and 115-209 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the south side of South Shore Drive Extended, approximately 432 feet south of Marina View Court. The 911 address is 32 South Shore Drive, Bethany Beach. The zoning district is MR, and the tax map is District 134, Map 2, Parcels 3.01 and Parcel 4.
Okay. We all heard this case. And again, this is to seek the appeal. The determination, again, was made by our planning zoning director. And this property is on the in Bethany Beach, south of Marina View Court. Now we'll open the floor up for discussion. We'll start with you, Mr. Mills.
What, Mr. Sharp? What happens here? I mean, how do they fix this problem?
Well, I mean, as Ms. Cornwell testified, they do have the option of putting a mobile home on the property.
Well, yeah, but I mean, can it be rezoned like, I guess, like Cape Windsor or
no lease property, right?
The challenge they'll have there right now, a mobile home park, and if they wanted to convert it to fee simple, they're going to go from. In a mobile home park, and I don't know how big the lots are. We never got a survey or anything
right.
like that. It is apparently a non-conforming mobile home park, so it's probably older. They're going to be required to have lot sizes of 10,000 square feet versus what normally you see in the mobile home park is 5,000. Plus, you have different lot width requirements. Without seeing it, my guess is that it would be difficult for them to convert all of those lots into the all of the lots into fee simple lots, though it very well may be possible. We don't have that information in front of us.
Well, yeah, I mean, they did that at Swan Keys and,
And it's, you know, but if they're going to do that, that's going to be all of the homeowners or the leaseholders, the landlord, they're going to have to go to the county for that. How that mop would flop, I don't know. But that really isn't, I hate to say that's not the issue before
right,
us.
Right, it's irrelevant. But yeah. But I was just curious, because it is a...
And they got that's leased land, too. So
It is leased land.
That you're dealing with.
So it's all considered a mobile home park owned by with one owner.
Yeah.
Even though they are 99-year leases, Delaware law considers those leases and not fee simple ownership.
Right.
So
it's really got to be back to
goes back to old English law.
It does. It very much does. So
the landlord or the owner.
You know, the issue that I think that you run into is if you were to treat it as a, you know, they could do this, then you run the risk of you jeopardize our subdivision regulations.
Sure.
Because what's to say you couldn't convert your other mobile home parks to that?
Right.
The issue that you know, when looking at the code, is whether or not there is something in the code that provides them the relief to do this. And
I didn't
hear the appellant cite anything
right.
that said that they could. Now, I don't know if you all think differently, but
yeah. I felt for the people, but I agree with Janelle, the director.
Yeah, I have to go along with that too. Yeah. Really, I mean, I do. I sympathize with them, but still,
it's unfortunate.
I mean, I couldn't find anything, and I've looked that thing upside down. I was going to ask you, you're for railroad, Jim, than I am, but I couldn't. I think she did a good job, and I do. I feel sorry for them, but
yeah. didn't see anything in there, and I didn't see anything in there.
You didn't either. Mm-hmm.
I think when it gets started, we'd be up the door for a lot of things.
Oh yeah,
I certainly do.
Yeah. I mean, you got to go with the code. If you lose your code, you lost everything.
Well, they need to fix the landlord.
He does.
The owner needs to fix that
yeah.
problem.
With him, the landlord, they need to fix that somehow. Really, I mean, this is like you just said. We're only. This is only about the director, but he needs to get with them.
It's really unfortunate that that this board has approved them in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, which amazes me that it, with the previous director, it ever went, was allowed. But, I mean,
25%. There's only like 19 lots down. There's four that's not even developed yet.
Certainly
so
was.
So 25% or 13 homes, I think, down
yeah.
right now.
Yeah, he wrote the rules.
Yeah,
I think one of them testified there's about 15 mobiles in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a couple vacant lots. And
there's four homes, and two of them now still vacant, haven't been sold. And there's two vacant, four stick, and the rest are,
yeah.
I think there's like 12, 11 or 12.
Zach's
but you're talking 3.
Wasn't that Zach's place at one time?
I'm sure.
Zach's place. We used to camp in there.
We did too. Okay.
Make a motion to uphold the director's decision.
And would you add that the county contact the trustee of the property?
I think that'll happen.
The landlord.
It'll happen.
The landlord and
yeah.
let him know that his lease is in violation, please.
Okay. Do I have a, excuse me, then I have a second to that?
I'll second
it. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Ms. McGee is that we approve case number 12,015, that is to uphold the decision or determination of the planning and zoning director. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Bowman?
Aye.
Or denying the appeal.
Yeah. Okay.
Why do we have that?
And Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Callaway, so by vote of 4-0, case number 2015 is upheld.
I feel bad. If I had spent $350,000, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, we got the home now. They got $450,000 for the home.
Yeah.
What?
That's $750,000.
I'd be in Florida finding that dude.
Somebody been down and get him.
We're going to have to be here.
Okay, well, I got the meeting open for public. Okay, that's all the business of first. Now, additional business at this time, and I'm just going to leave the meeting open for public comment for recognizing Mr. Rick. But where did he go?
Well, I will say, because his family's here, his son's.
Son's here.
Yep, and your father has been a great asset to the county and this board.
Yes, sir. Please do.
And Mr. Chairman, I was under the impression from Mr. Rickard that he was going to depart, and I think he had a letter that I think his our esteemed guests were going to read. So that may have explained
that may be
sudden,
it then, huh?
That was his quick exit.
Well, good evening, Mr. Mind. Chairman.
Good
ladies
evening,
and gentlemen,
sir.
Thank you for indulging myself and my brother Larry and his lovely wife Lisa, who flew up from Boca.
Oh,
and we're down from Philadelphia.
They survived the hurricane.
Yeah, they did. They got through it. They lost some water, but saved power and got through it, got up here safely.
Good.
And, you know, as you said, you know, Dad's health has been rather poor recently. And we kind of knew in advance that he wasn't going to be able to get up here and do what he asked me to do. And he had some very kind remarks that he wanted me to relate to you, and I hope this is a setting, and I hope it's okay with you.
Yes, sir.
With your permission.
Please do, sir.
He was one of those dads that drove you nuts. My brother is here. Corroborative testimony, right? So, but I can assure you that he was dedicated, and he was sincere, and he was loving. And what he also was ambitious. In raising us and ensuring that we followed things. And I can see that portrayed in the way he speaks here, and I've seen it a little bit online from time to time too. But he spoke about each of you so glowingly for so many different reasons. Even the security gentleman out there, Mr. Davis. That's how thorough Dad was in these brief comments, and I'm going to at this Liberty Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, when my son reads my goodbye to each of you, I'm already heading to Rehoboth Beach. Goodbyes are so very hard for me at my age. I've said a lot of goodbyes and never handled them very well. My last time serving as your colleague on the Board of Adjustments, so I asked Craig and Larry and Lisa to help me out. To Sergeant Davis, I've known you for many years. I have fond memories of some tight situations that you and I encountered. You were a great leader of your men. You always had the Board of Adjustments back at every meeting and will continue to do so. Thank you for the many things you did for me and for the board through the years. I will miss the way you spoiled me. John, you bring years of experience and knowledge to the board, and it's evident to all. I always said, give me a person who has worked in a tough racket of sales and I'll show you someone with confidence. We agreed and disagreed, but it was great. Ellen, I came to know you and your sister through my duties as a zoning inspector and chief inspector of your area. I remember a cold winter's day when you called me down to your house to address an issue and invited me in for a cup of coffee. Proves that kindness is never forgotten. I wish you luck in executing your duties as a member. Brent, you're literally my right arm. We hit it off the first time we sat down beside each other. I knew you as a board member years ago when I was secretary to the board. You laughed at my silliness and I loved every minute of it, especially when the county attorney would give us the evil eye. Janelle knew who the instigator was. I will surely miss those times. Those kicks were for me. Janelle and your staff, I wish I could have gotten to know you better, but I see what a great job you are doing. I was so impressed at our last meeting with your knowledge of Chapter 115 and how you presented it. My best of wishes. Jamie, I've had the privilege to work with Pete Jones and Rick Burrell, who are excellent attorneys, and like you, just really nice guys. You laugh easily, but are all business. However, you know nothing about football. You know the Eagles are going to blow the Cowboys away this year. And I hope nothing but happy days ahead for you and your one and only. Jenny, the day you asked me to come to PNZ to work, little did I know that you were going to be my worst nightmare. Almost showing me respect from time to time and answering my phone calls with, what do you want? You again. Let's get this over with. I'm busy. I feel a headache coming on. Now don't you feel bad. Only kidding, Jen. You are the one bright stars in my life. And so much fun. I will miss you very much. Which brings me to Dale. We've known each other for years, Mr. Chairman, and become close friends. We have both had some personal and health challenges through the years. Most recently, our hospital stay at Beebe. It never stopped us from checking in on one another every day. I hope the two young nurses I sent down to your room cheered you up and made your burden lighter with laughter.
He did.
Italicized laughter. As the years pass, I have found that my father's advice was right. You will meet very few true friends. The rest will be acquaintances. I call you a true friend in the beginning. I was your secretary and ended up serving on the board as one of your members. It would be impossible for me to look you in the eye and shake your hand and say my final goodbye. Finally, to all of you, I am not sorry for the things that I have done, as sorry as I am for the things I didn't do. God bless each of you and your loved ones. Love, Bud. Mm. So from my brother and sister who aren't here, and from my brother and sister who are here, we thank you. Mm. That's all we have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Jeff.
Yeah. Mm.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Nice to
meet you,
sir. Thank you. Yes, indeed.
Nice to meet you. Bud, nice to meet you. Yes, sir. Nice to meet you. Just like Bud.
Yes, you do.
Huh? Your actions, too.
He's certainly a man that is proud of his sons.
No. Yes, indeed. He spoke highly of you all the time.
And we can see why.
Yeah.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
Can I just take one more picture of his name tag there?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to take it.
And the hurricane was fine. We were all right. Right, Lise?
Great.
Would you stay again?
Stay through
the hurricane?
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't really that bad.
Yeah, they were having a harder time getting out of town.
Right.
Because all the gas stations were full and they were trying to get out of town and they were taking hours to get out. And then when they all came back, it was crowded and the gas stations were full again when they were trying to get back down to South Florida.
Bud was just telling me that you were ahead of the whole operation? Part of it? You were headed up part of the operation down there?
I was. For Lynn University in Boca Raton, I'm the chief there.
Yeah, that's what he was just telling me.
Yeah. We had 600 students. We had to keep occupied and fed.
Wow.
We're all okay.
Great.
We're both retired chiefs, but there's the boss back there.
Thank you again. Ready. Ladies and gentlemen.
Are you all coming tomorrow? I just had one quick addition. I'd like to introduce our newest planner to the planning and zoning staff. This is Samantha. She's a planner one and will be working with us on Friday.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome.
And you've all met Jamie before.
We can't forget him because I love that accent.
We can.
He probably can't forget our accent either.
It's all fine.
Already.
Sussex County, Wilshire.
Yeah, right.
I think mine sticks out more.
There being nothing else, then.
Motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Oh, sorry.
Meeting adjourned, subject to call. See you all in the morning. I need to get that name.